Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
Ahead of Waterford's trip to Nolan Park in the National Hurling League tomorrow, I caught up with Dacian manager Peter Queeley to get his thoughts on the campaign so far and how he's feeling ahead of taking on the Cats.
Peter Queeley, thanks a million for joining me. Now facing up into your third round clash now against Kilkenny this weekend. How you found the campaign so far?
Yeah, sure, it's been mixed. Look, we obviously got off to a very slow start. Poor performance against Cork, poor result. Bounced back well the following week against Limerick. You know, delighted with the performance and obviously the result at the end of it. Mixed then the last, they got the result but not the performance, so we were kind of glad of the week off last week, you know, because we had prior to the first round of the league we had Limerick in the Munster League final as well, so it was a heavy load on a lot of players, especially lads then that were playing for the Skipping Cup as well, so we were glad of the recuperation last weekend, and hopefully we'll see a bit more energy about us now this weekend.
I suppose following on from that Cork game, it could be very easy for a lot of players to, especially since just coming back to the division, to maybe feel like there's maybe a bit of a confidence hit. How did you, I suppose, go about making sure that that wasn't the main talking point for a lot of those players in the dressing room after that game?
Sure, we didn't really have to say a whole lot. They were hurting as much as we were, you know. They were feeling it, especially the performance. You know, so we didn't have to say a whole lot. We focused on the performance. We focused on going out and fighting hard, you know, especially in our home pitch, like, which, you know, we've started to pride ourselves on the last few years, you know, playing at home, playing in a rejuvenated, revamped Welsh Park, you know, so we put a lot more emphasis on that rather than the result or what happened the previous week in it.
After that defeat, I suppose, you know, since those two games afterwards against both Offaly and Limerick, like, have you seen, I suppose, a consistent enough performance to see that the squad is progressing nicely now?
Yeah, we've seen there's been positives and negatives. We've changed the team a good few times, you know. I don't know what numbers we're up to now in relation to trying fellas out and that, but again, even this weekend, we've a number of changes as well, you know, a few more Ballygunner players coming back and stuff. So we'd be happy with the amount of game time we're getting into players who haven't been exposed to this level before, you know, and especially some of the younger lads who have shown up really, really well. So I think that was important for this league as well, to not just stick to the tried and trusted. We know we needed to unearth a few players, and like, so far we'd be happy with the squad depth that we're developing at the moment.
You've probably been asked this already, but I was looking back over the previous fixtures. From play, you've scored 122, but then in other means, being 235, you know. Are you happy with your scoring output from play, do you think, in the matches so far?
Look, we'd like to be higher, you know, there's no doubt about that, but it's not something we're getting caught up on, you know. We're looking at both ends of the field, you know. We're looking at being defensively sound as well, and we'd be very happy in that regard, you know, with our defence at the moment. You know, Conor Prunty was a massive loss for us, but Mark Fitz has slotted in there now and he's doing a great job. Irla Daly is going very well, anchoring defence at number six. And, you know, we're building a few good young lads around him. Shane Bennett has done really well at number seven as well, gone back there as well. So, you know, we're happy with our defence. To answer your question, we would like a few more scores in play. We're not beating ourselves up over it, you know, we're putting it down to a number of things, you know, we still have a number of players come back in our forward unit, but also this time of the year you're not going to be shooting lights out, you know, with heavier pitches and stuff, so we're getting there.
Have you found, I suppose, throughout the league campaign, I know you mentioned a couple of players are still yet to come back and some are even coming back this weekend, but like the teams you're coming up against, are they in a very similar position in which players are gradually coming back to the fold for the league campaign as well, and how much do these games, I suppose, give an accurate reflection of what it'll be like coming down later down the line come the Munster Championship?
It's hard to get a real accurate reflection, you know. I think all teams are very similar. Nearly every team that announces their lineup there on a Friday night, there's always five or six changes, even after victories, which you wouldn't see in Championship, obviously. You know, if you're winning a Championship match and you're going out the following week, you more or less have the same 15 playing. Like, I've noticed that not alone ourselves, but a lot of other teams are trying a lot of players as well, you know, so it's all about creating that squad depth now, seeing our fellas up to it, you know, making sure you're getting as many positive results and positive performance you can get. So that's kind of the size of it.
Obviously, Kilkenny this weekend, they've only played Offaly in Limerick so far. Can you take much out of the similarities between the opposition you faced so far going into this match?
Yeah, look, we've played both of them as well. You know, there was very little between us and Limerick, very little between Kilkenny and Limerick. You know, I suppose the one advantage we had, we were at home, whereas Limerick were at home the last day, you know, and very physical game. You know, we know what Kilkenny bring to the physical stakes. You know, they pride themselves on it. They always turn up. They always put in a big performance. You know, so we're expecting the same on Sunday in Nolan Park.
Is it difficult? I suppose when you see them kind of obviously coming in on a loss after that Limerick game and them being in Nolan Park, already a very difficult venue to go to, does that make this fixture all the more difficult given the fact that they're coming in on a loss and they'll probably be expected to bounce back fairly quickly?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it. I'm sure Limerick saw that with our performance against them, you know, that we were beaten and beaten well the previous week, you know, so we're really, really determined going into that game to put in a big performance and rectify what happened the previous week. And it's the beauty of the National League, like, you know, after every disappointment you have a chance to atone the following week, so I'm sure that we'll get a big backlash from Kilkenny on Sunday in relation to that.
Equally though, some of the punters might see the current form that you're on and the improvements you've been making over the last few games and think, you know, Waterford can really go here and might be favourites in some cases for this fixture as well.
I don't think we'd ever be favourites going to Nolan Park, you know, no matter what way results are and league tables are going. You know, it's a hard place to go to, so we know we'll be underdogs. I know the gap isn't that big between us, but we're really looking forward to the tussle on Sunday.
Does the tightness of Nolan Park make it a difficult venue to go to just because, well, I suppose it's the same with Welsh Park, you know, fans are so close to the pitch and they can really just, if you're on the pitch yourself, you can probably hear them getting in your own head. But for Nolan Park, I always imagine it being quite an oppressive place for any team to go to.
Yeah, it is. It's one of them really intimate venues, you know. It's really tight, the crowd are close, you know, and there's been some great matches there in the last number of years, even, you know, not alone involving Kilkenny, but even minor finals, under 20 finals there in the last number of years, great atmosphere at them. I'm hoping again that the weather will be good on Sunday, and us being near neighbours, you know, that we'll bring a nice travelling support, should build a nice atmosphere in a lovely stadium.
The league campaign, I suppose, in general, like, how much of it for you is getting results in those actual games as opposed to being prepared or getting prepared for the championship coming forward in April?
Yeah, look, you want a combination of both. You want to get your results, you know. Ideally, you'd love to get to a league final. And I think historically, in the last number of years, anyone that's done well in the league has done well in the championship. You know, you had Cork and Tip in the league final last year. The same two teams contested the All-Ireland final, you know, so I'm sure every other manager is looking at that as well and saying, you know, there's a lot in this, like, that there's very little time to regain momentum or try and get form in between league and championship. So it's important that you're getting them results and that you know, when you finish your league campaign, you're in a healthy position as regards confidence and squad depth in that.
I know, obviously, last year when you were in 1B, like, the aim was always to get back to 1A, but do you think being in that final and beating Offaly on the day down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh kind of gave you that boost going into the Munster Championship? Obviously, that campaign probably didn't end how you would have wanted it to, but do you think initially there was a good bounce for the players going into those first few games?
Oh, it was crucial for us to get to that league final. I always said that from day one when I saw the draw. Number one, we're in Division 2, no disregard to teams in Division 2, but if we didn't get to the league final, we had 5 week or a 6 week run in without any competitive game, you know, because we had a bye in the first round, so it was imperative that we got to the league final and got that highly competitive match into us. I think it was 3 weeks before we played Clare, so yeah, it was massive for us last year to get to the league final.
I have to ask, Dan Shannon said earlier in the month that obviously, you know, Waterford shouldn't be aiming to just, you know, merely survive in the Munster Championship and get out of it. They should be aiming to win it. For you, do you see that your side is capable of doing that, or is it still a side in development?
It's still a side in development. I think Dan was caught in the hop after a very emotional moment after we played Limerick, you know, where his emotions were high and stuff. And once the dust settled and we had the grub and settled down as a backroom afterwards, we focused on was the following game. And at the moment, all we're looking ahead to now is the game against Kilkenny. We haven't looked beyond that. And like I said, trying to get a performance in, get more minutes into lads, getting a few minutes into the Ballygunner lads, try and earn out one or two more lads that will add to the strength and depth in the squad.
Have there been any of the lads, I suppose, so far this season that maybe you thought would play a good role in the season, but you could have never really predicted how well they would have performed on the pitch?
Yeah, there is a few lads there that are going really well. I think Reuben Halloran, in fairness to him, Ruben has been knocking on the door now for the last 4 or 5 years, had one or two bad injuries early on when he started out on the senior squad, even with us last year. He was going well in earlier in the season in January and just picked up an ankle injury against Wexford in mid-January. It was about a week before the league started. Unfortunately, missed the whole league then because of that. I think if he didn't get that ankle injury, he might have kicked on last year. But he got his opportunity this year in the Munster League, has really, really taken it and has stood up every day we've played since. Like, so he'd be one. Clubmate of his, Conor Keane, is another young lad that was with us early last season, went with the under-20s then afterwards. He's got his chance this year too and has really taken it well too. And another guy that's only 19 then, Sean Mackey, has had some great cameos too when he's come on and, you know, played against Cork down in Porkykeagh, which wasn't an easy outing for him, but really, really tried his hardest that day. And he's another very, very good young lad, like, you know. So these lads that are, have added real freshness to our squad, and, you know, it's they've really stood up well.
I suppose, finally, I know you mentioned obviously still inside in development, but what does success look like for you at the end of the season? Does that include silverware, or is it a case of just kind of shoring up and getting a bit more consistency into the positions you end up finishing in that you can end up in future years going on to compete further?
That's going on to compete further. Yeah, look, we, you know, I don't want to put too much pressure on our lads, like, but not playing hurling in June is killing us. You know, we want to hurl in June. We want our supporters to travel to Croke Park. You know, this is something that we've missed out on now in the last 7 or 8 years. And, you know, success for us is hurling in June and July and going to Croke Park.
I suppose if you do look, though, like, you know, the success even of Ballygunner in the club championship, like, do you feel like that there's growing pressure for the inter-county team to perform a lot better now because of the success at club level?
I don't think so, no. I think the pressure is from within. Like, we like I said, we want to be successful. We want to come out of Munster, you know. So Ballygunner winning or Minors winning or anything doesn't add any pressure. You know, it creates a groundswell of support and, you know, it creates a bit of excitement around the county, but it doesn't add any pressure, no more pressure than we're adding ourselves already.
Absolutely. Peter Quigley, thank you so much and best luck of the weekend.
No problem, thanks, Aaron.